Greetings, independent thinkers, truth seekers, conversationalists, the deplorables, and the extreme mega Republicans. Join in a conservative conversation right now by hitting that subscribe button, turn on notifications, and most importantly, share an American First message with your friends. Well, today we have a story that we knew was coming, that all the warning signs were there, that the Republicans were again going to stab us in the back and refuse to secure our own border while simultaneously giving our tax dollars away to foreign countries. Something that the U.S. voters are very against. Yet they do it anyways. And it's frustrating every time this happens. It's absolutely insulting. Yet here we are. And we're going to break down this story today and talk about it. You're not going to miss it. We'll be right back. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. The House Republicans, who we voted in to take control of the House to actually fight for us, has decided to stab us in the back yet again. They have sent over millions and billions of dollars to all these foreign pet projects. Most of the money went to Ukraine to fight to secure their country, to fight to secure their borders, to fight and secure their independence, all at the same time doing nothing for us. In this bill, there is nothing for the United States in it at all. All it does is send money across seas, and we always wonder, where does this money end up going? And I think we have a pretty good idea. However, the Democrats are praising this. It's heroic. And they all stand up and they all wave their Ukraine flags. They're so excited that the House Republicans did exactly what they said they wouldn't do and stand us in the back again. And we have a whole bunch of articles today to cover. Let's break across some of the subject lines that the Democrat propagandists over at Fake News, so this would be MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, they are all in the bag for Democrats. They are nothing more than Democrat propagandists. But they're more than happy to wave their Ukraine flags with not a single U.S. flag in sight. And to read these articles that we're going to go through today, what you'll notice over and over again is they don't give any sense of what actually happened because they just don't care. All they want is to push Democrat propaganda. They do not care about us. They do not care about you, about your livelihood, about your safety, about your country. All they care about is taking the tax dollars and sending it out to whatever pet project they're in the mood for that day. And I can understand if you're mad and upset, because I am too, because we voted Republicans in. We gave them leadership of the House to stop this. They have the power of the purse, and yet they do nothing. So here's a couple article headlines. And remember that when they write these article headlines, they know that most people will never ever read anything beyond that. And the few that click will only read the first paragraph or two before they move on to the next thing. And so they intentionally front load this stuff and bury the facts that you need to know deep in these articles. So first we have CNN breaking news. The House has voted to advance a foreign aid package, a significant step in sending aid money to Ukraine and Israel. With 165 Democrats joining Republicans to override the opposing far-right GOP members, it's set up in the final vote as soon as Saturday, which of course has passed. Again, Democrats, all of them voted for this. And if the Republicans have voted down the party line like the Democrats did, this doesn't go through. Yet, Democrats won again and Republicans caved. We go on to next. This is from Axios. Democrats got everything they wanted. A $95 billion foreign aid bill and the credit for passing it. Yeah. Democrats got everything they wanted. Republicans got nothing. What's Axios doing? They're jumping up and down with glee. They're so excited. that the Democrats got everything they wanted and they get to take credit for it, even when Republicans have control of the House. The Washington Post. Breaking news. The House passes $95 billion foreign aid package with funds for Ukraine and Israel with bipartisan support. Again, meaning that Republicans caved and gave Democrats everything they wanted. So thank you, Mike Johnson. Which the New York Times, speaking of Mike Johnson, writes, Speaker Mike Johnson successfully defied the anti-interventionist wing of the Republican Party and got the House to approve a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But nothing for us. Nothing for the United States of America. Nothing for you. Our border stays wide open as they continue to have illegal aliens flood this country by the millions. And do not doubt this, that the Republicans, they can stop all of this. They can stop it right now. All they need to do is hold the party line and vote. We gave them the power to do so, and they're doing nothing with it, but doing what they always do and giving the Democrats everything they want. CNN writes, thank you, America. Of course they're excited. Of course they're ecstatic. They just get endless amounts of money. Why wouldn't they be happy about this? But are you? Are you, the American people, happy and excited that more of your tax dollars is going across the to foreign countries and nothing for us? Is this what you voted for? Is this what you pay taxes for? They sure think so. NPR writes, relief in Ukraine as House approves military economic aid, but worries linger. Yeah, we're so concerned about Ukraine that we're just going to completely ignore the United States. ABC News writes, House Democrats helped Johnson avoid defeat on foreign aid bill despite GOP defections. Defections? It was the GOP defected who allowed this to happen. You would expect the GOP, when you have the House Speaker and he said something like, we are not going to fund any money across the foreign like Ukraine unless we get border security, you expect them that they would only vote for it if that happened. But it didn't happen. We got zero, zilch, nothing, nada. Not one penny for our country. The tax dollars that you pay that are supposed to work here just get sent across seas to fund foreign wars. USA Today writes, House passes aid for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, Johnson's job at risk. And we're going to get into that here pretty quick, believe me. Because the Republicans are actually conservatives are threatening to oust Johnson. Whether they can or can't is a discussion we're going to have very soon. But they had the votes. And so the question then becomes, will the D's Democrats save Johnson? Will the Democrats vote to keep Johnson in power? They did it for McCarthy. You remember McCarthy was first announced to the House Speaker Republicans took back. He immediately started doing exactly what Michael Johnson is doing right now. He immediately just started giving the Democrats everything they wanted and making deals for them. The House ended up going against him, and the Democrats didn't save him. They let him fall. It became a huge mess, and they ended up bringing Mike Johnson in, who's supposed to be a conservative Republican, although he's acting exactly like a Democrat when he's doing everything that Democrats want. But he was supposed to come in and be an actual conservative Republican. But he has done none of that. He just continues to give the Democrats everything they want in the tunes of billions and billions of dollars, one omnibus after another, one Ukraine bill after another, one foreign aid bill after another, with nothing for us. Nothing that Republican voters actually want. It went on to have a support of 210 Democrats. That's all the Democrats voted for this. If you need to know nothing else about how bad this bill is for you, how bad this screws you over, just remember that every single Democrat voted for this. That's how bad it is for you. And the Republicans have the House. Just imagine how bad this would be if the Democrats owned the House. how much more we would have sent over. They sent Ukraine $60 billion with it sitting uncertain because Mike Johnson had stated that we will not send any money without our border being secured. Yet he lied to us again. More Republicans opposed the Ukraine funding bill than supported it. In fact, 112 Republicans voted against it, while only 101 voted in favor. But if all Republicans had done their duty and voted against it, just like the Democrats would have done, make no mistake, the Democrats never jump across the party lines for us. Every time there's a bill up that the Democrats can't stop, they all vote against it anyways. And if they have power in the House, you better believe they would never vote for something that Republicans wanted. You would never see Nancy Pelosi getting along with half the Democrats and pushing a Republican bill. It's never going to happen. But it does when Republicans have power. I mean, why give them power? If they're just going to do everything that the Democrats want, then what are we voting for them for? House Speaker Mike Johnson attempted to put a positive spin on the legislation as he stabbed us in the back, despite his own party's strong rebuke. Mike Johnson goes on to say, "Even though it is not perfect legislation, it is not the legislation that we would write if Republicans were in charge of both House, Senate, and White House. This is the best possible product that we can get under these circumstances." So translate that. We're just going to continue to cave and to give the Democrats everything they want. And we get nothing. He has power. He has the power of the purse. He has leverage. But he refuses to use it. He refuses to do the right thing and put America first. He could have said no. He could have said this will never ever happen without our southern border being secured. And the Democrats would have had no choice but at some point come across. They can whine and they can complain and they can go to their fake news networks and they can talk about how bad Republicans are and how this is a threat to democracy and slander them and call them racists and bigots and homophobes and transphobes and white nationalists and white Christian nationalists and all the things that Democrats do to slander people. But it does them no good if we have the power. But what good does power do if we don't use it? He had all the leverage in the world. He could have stood up and said, "We're not going to vote for this unless we get what we want." And it doesn't matter as far as the Senate and White House if you don't have either. He knows that. Like when he signs the border bill separate, he intentionally didn't attach to this bill because he knows the Senate and the White House wouldn't sign for it. So he says, "Oh yeah, we'll do a separate bill," knowing full well that bill will never get past the Senate and never get past the White House because the Democrats want illegal immigration. And it makes you wonder, what do they have on Speaker Johnson? How could someone that is supposed to be a conservative Republican act exactly like Nancy Pelosi or Hakeem Jeffries? What do they have? What are they using against him? I don't know the answer, but it's got to be something, you'd imagine. I don't know what's going on in his personal life or what's going on beyond closed doors, but when a Republican is acting exactly like a Democrat, it just makes you wonder when they continue to stab us in the back. He gives $95 billion of foreign aid, including over $60 billion for Ukraine, and yet zero for our border. And you know what the Democrats think about this? Here is Democrats laughing at us. This is Gerald Connolly laughing and mocking us as we pass more foreign aid, but nothing for our border. So here's clip one.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms.
Just what a traitor. What a scumbag. He talks about the Ukraine border and doesn't even bring up ours at all. And when the House passed this, all of the Democrats stood up and started waving Ukraine flags in our Congress, in the U.S. Congress, raising foreign flags here in the United States. Not a U.S. flag in sight. What does that tell you about our Congress? Our border stays wide open. Where's all their outrage for that? Where's all their outrage for murderers and rapists and criminals and thugs and terrorists that can just come across our border? We have no idea who they are. We have no idea where they came from. We have no idea what their intentions are. Yet that is perfectly okay with Democrats and apparently half the Republicans. It's inexcusable. It's treason. I can't think of a better word for it. It is absolute treason what they are doing to this country right now. Right in our face. And they laugh at us. They mock us. Because they think there's nothing we can do about the Uniparty. They just continue and sell us out for whatever pet project they have and nothing can be done. Speaker Johnson swore that no foreign aid without our border being secured. He said that was the line in the sand. But what does he do? He helps Democrats again. Our own voters don't want this. They are very angry and upset. Over 70% of Americans don't want this. Virtually every Republican voter doesn't want this. And yet, they do it again. They continue just to laugh and mock us. There is no one better in the world, this saying to be true, than Republicans, that the Republicans are great at snatching a defeat from the jaws of victory. We finally won. We finally back had the House. We could finally slow down the Democrats. What do you think the Democrats would be doing if the Republicans controlled the Senate and the Republicans had a president, but the Democrats controlled the House? Nothing would happen. They would completely shut down the government and laugh. Because they understand power and leverage. But when it's the opposite, when Republicans have House, Republicans can stop all this insanity. They say, no, 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 we have to side with Democrats and pass this legislation. I can understand if you're so mad. I can understand why you'd be this upset. This is an absolute betrayal of what you voted for. And we check an R next to the name. We expect them to be a Republican. We expect them to be a conservative. And this is why Republicans have such a low turnout as compared to Democrats. Because the Democrats go and they vote for a Democrat. The Democrat actually goes to Congress and tries to implement what they voted for. But Republicans don't. And they're getting, and our voters have been beaten up so much, so many times, betrayed over and over and over again. They start to think, what's the point of voting? Why am I even here? And I can understand it. But we can't give up. We can never surrender. We have to fight one battle at a time. The primaries are the key to winning these victories. We have to continue to find Republicans who are actually conservatives, primary the rhinos, and then bring conservatives into power so we can finally fight back and win. And that's going to wrap up this first segment. I want to thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And most importantly, share an American First message. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it. This is The Cash Lawrence Show. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, and most importantly, share an American First message with your friends and family. Well, today we have Stacey Abrams, who's back in the public after she went on MSNBC and made some ridiculously racist comments about DEI. Stacey Abrams has been a devout racist and open about it. And she's part of the field that thinks if your skin's the right color, then you can't be racist against somebody whose skin is the wrong color, which is insanity because racism is judging someone by the race of their skin. And yet she supports these openly racist institutions like DEI. And we're going to play a clip by her in just a moment. But she ran, if you remember, twice she failed to try to become the governor of Georgia. And she ran as racism as part of her platform. And she was openly claiming that Republicans were trying to suppress the black vote. Right? So she ran on racism all the way to the point she lost. Is now openly talking about DEI. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss it. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, true seekers, and conversationalists. Here is Stacey Abrams openly talking about the racist institution of DEI. Take a listen to clip 3.
What we know is that the attack on diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, is an attack on democracy, it's an attack on education, it's an attack on how our economy works.
It's an attack on democracy! It never gets old with these people. It never ends. They just continue to spout this exact same nonsense over and over again. It's an attack on democracy. If we don't get what we want, then you're attacking democracy itself. If somehow democracy is Democrats get everything they want, the other side gets silence, that is democracy. It's absolute insanity, yet they keep saying it like somehow the words are coming out of their mouths make sense. That is exactly what you said. How is saying that institutional racism is attack on democracy? I don't know. I don't think she even knows. She just spits the words out of her mouth. She just starts spouting this nonsense. And the propagandists or fake news, MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, LA Times, Washington Post, New York Times. The reason why the Democrats keep going to these people is because they know there'll be no pushback. There's no way they're going to go on Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan, because they know that if they do, there would actually be pushback. But instead, like MSNBC does here, they do nothing. They just sit there and let her spout this nonsense. No follow-up, no questions, nothing. They just do these leftist talking points, and MSNBC is more than happy to let her do so. But how do we know it's assault on democracy or education? Or on how the economy works, whatever that means. What happened to equality? How is it good? What DEI is it's diversity, equity, inclusion. That's what they say it stands for. But it's absolutely none of these things. It is the whole point of DEI is to get rid of merit and bring this Marxist communist revolution. But instead of being class-based, it's race-based. And so therefore, if your skin's the right color, then you get promotions. If your skin's the right color, then you get jobs. The Biden administration right now is suing companies for not implementing this racist garbage. You believe this is happening here in the United States right now? That these DEI policies that people like Stacey Abrams want to bring into place are happening? Right now, they're trying to push this racist, Marxist communism here on the United States of America with these DEI policies. Make no mistake that DEI is institutional racism. It puts equity over equality. And you may be asking how, and I will explain it now. What DEI pushes is equity. It's right in the name, and equity has nothing to do with merit. Equity has everything to do with basing on one's status, such as their race. So if you're a white male, then you must be bad, and you must be evil. So therefore, we're going to give it to somebody based on the color of their skin. If they're black or brown, boom, they get the promotion, they get the job. And then if you dare question that, then you must be a racist, homophobe, bigot, transphobe, white nationalist, anything that they can do to attack you and to try to silence you and try to remove you from the public light. How is this legal? As the courts rule on this stuff, it's going to come back and bite them in the butt. Because this is everything that America is supposed to stand against. We're supposed to be standing on you as an individual. That is the difference between equality and equity. Is equality, or an American exceptionalism, our way of life, says that it doesn't matter what color your skin is. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter where you've been or where you come from. What matters is who you are as a person. What matters is what you do, the decisions that you make. And when you make good decisions, you should be rewarded with good results. When someone works hard, that is how they should earn promotions. When someone studies, that's how they should earn grades. It should have nothing to do with the race at all. Period. Zero. It had everything to do with you as a person and how you work. And that is the very basis of American exceptionalism. That is the very basis of our way of life, of capitalism. That's how the best of the best rise to the top. That's how we get the very best. If you come and you have an idea, if you have something great that helps society, money is a reward for service. That is a very basic understanding of capitalism. This is to say that we have people from this country all the time who immigrate here, who started from nothing and yet build vast amounts of wealth in a single generation. We can just start going down the list, such as like Walt Disney, who came here in absolute poverty, who knew nothing, and yet built this huge company and did all this vast wealth that continues to go down from the generations because he worked his butt off. He had an idea. He worked hard and he found a way to make it happen. He found the funding. He found the money. He created products that people loved. And they reward that with money. It's why when the world sat in absolute, without moving for generations. How long was it the fastest way to move on land was horses? Or we didn't have planes. There was no internet. There was no phone. There's nothing that we take for granted today. Yet, it's all happened in such a short amount of time. And you gotta ask yourself, what is the cause? What is the underlying thing that is different now than wasn't just 100 years ago? Not even thousands of years ago, just over 100 years ago. And the difference is capitalism. The difference is equality. The difference is American exceptionalism. The difference is the government getting out of the way and people making their own decisions in their lives. Because we understand when you start from the bottom up that people are going to do what is best for themselves and best for their families. And when they serve a community, they get rewarded with cash. That is exactly why profit first works. You go and you work for a job, you earn a paycheck. You go and you create those jobs, you earn profit. And when they have an idea, such as flying or cars or computers or cell phones, or whatever the case may be, when they create something out of nothing, that rewards them. If you take government in the way, it just gets bogged down. People get hired with things like DEI that are completely incapable and incompetent, and they can never produce a single thing except poverty. I'd like to let you know what my thoughts are. We're going to wrap up that segment, and then we're going to move on to the next in just a moment. You're not going to miss it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show, and we'll be right back. Well, welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. Make sure you subscribe, turn on notifications, but most importantly, share an American First message with your friends. We have a big story today, and this one moves on to Donald J. Trump, who the left is trying to take out, who the left is doing everything in their power to destroy because he dared to run for president. He dared to represent the American people. He dared to put America first, unlike our own House of Representatives, who stabbed us in the back this very weekend and passed a Ukraine bill with nothing for the United States, nothing to secure our own border. Everything goes across seas to secure everyone else's border. The New York AG, Letitia James, has mercilessly persecuted Donald Trump after she campaigned on getting Trump. "We are going to get Trump," she said. "I am going to get Trump." She bragged over and over and over again how she would do it if she was voted in the office. And she has done exactly what she said she was going to do. She brought in these very ridiculous novel civil trial with no crime and no victim, yet she has no problem bringing that before a leftist judge to try to destroy Trump. For no other reason than because they hate him. Yet, he has lost her bid to reject his bond reduced from $175 million to $500 million. And her hope was that she'd take him in civil court with this radical judge. He'd post up a huge bond that there's no way Trump could bond. And then start seizing his assets. And even if he wins on appeal, he can never get those assets back. And, of course, the fake news networks over at MSNBC, CNN, ABC, NBC, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, they would be more than happy to just run with these stories about how bad Trump is and how evil Trump is and how orange he is and how his mean treats hurt people's feelings. But if the tables were turned, if Republicans are doing this to Democrats, what do you think the stories would look like? What do you think they call about weaponizing the justice system against political opponents? We already know it because we see the article slip through time and time how Democrats are scared that Republicans will use the justice system to put them in jail. Exactly what they're trying to do to Donald Trump right now. There was one just earlier today where it announced the January 6th committee was afraid that if Donald Trump became president again, that they would put them behind prison. Gee, I wonder why. As this goes on and on, you know, was the January 6th committee honest? Did they try to frame Donald Trump for committing crimes that he didn't commit? Do you believe that Donald Trump was led an insurrection, like they tried to state? I'll leave answering those questions up to you. But we're going to be right back, and we're going to play a clip from Fox News today as it broke and then talk about it. This is the Cash Lawrence Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back, independent thinkers, truth seekers, and conversationalists. As we're getting ready for today's show, Fox News broke a story that Donald Trump's, that his bond reduction of $175 million and that he was able to pay for in cash, Letitia James, the radical DA from New York, tried to quash this because she wants to steal his properties, but it didn't work. So we're going to play that clip right now.
All right, so here's the breaking news. And the former federal prosecutor, Cherkasky, and I were just talking about this. And he said this was not going to hold up. He said Trump's going to be fine. So the court has just ruled that the bond, that $175 million bond that Trump put up, will stand despite the fight that the woman on the right, Letitia James, the attorney general of New York, was trying to slide in. And what did Cherkasky call it? He called it, she was trying to play a legal technicality, saying that the insurance company that Trump was using wasn't going to have the resources to back up that bond should he fail an appeal. Well, the court says the bond can stay. $175 million needs to be in cash, not mutual funds or securities where value can fluctuate. Knight Insurance cannot trade or move the money, but they will have control of the account and will provide a monthly financial statement to the Attorney General showing $175 million in cash.
That is a huge win for Trump. I can't even describe how massive this is. He is being politically persecuted like no one had ever has before, at least in the modern era. This isn't supposed to happen. The Democrats are mad and enraged and furious because this isn't supposed to happen. They were going to get Trump. That is exactly what Letitia James ran on. But Donald Trump has been persecuted ever since he went down the elevator and he announced that he was going to run for president in 2015. And back then, no one believed that he'd be able to do it. Even up until day of election, he was only given a 2% chance to win. And yet he became president. And ever since then, the Democrats and the Rhino Uniparty have been doing everything in their power to undermine and defeat him. With Russian hoaxes, with impeachments, with now civil and political persecution all stacking up in an election year to try to take Trump out. But it is not working. The more they go after Trump, the more popular he gets. And now the Democrats, they're losing their minds because they don't know what to do, other than just to keep trying one hoax after another and hoping that you continue to focus on these hoaxes and not focus on the failure of the Joe Biden administration. These deep blue Democrat cities and states are more than happy to prosecute on these wildly ridiculous civil and criminal charges. This kind of stuff has never happened before. A president has never faced this kind of persecution before. Normally, once a president leaves office, they're just left alone. And they go and they write their memoirs, or they go and they do public speaking, or they go on shows and they talk to different people, but they never had the law come after them like this before, and especially from their opponents. Just imagine if Republicans were doing this to Barack Obama right now. How do you think all the fake news networks, and how do you think the Democrats would be acting right now? In the very same system. They would all be losing their minds. Every last one of them would be calling everyone a racist and a bigot and a homophobe and a transphobe. They would be slandering nonstop. There'd be 24/7 stories to try to shut it down. We even have someone like Joe Biden, who is in office, right? And you have all the allegations in all the bank statements. And we have the laptop from hell showing how he could possibly, allegedly, was laundering money through his son in exchange for political favors. In Ukraine, of all places, but we're not allowed to investigate it. You have Jamie Raskin's Democrat, screaming at the House Judiciary Committee, "What's the crime? What's the crime? Show me the crime!" And he's trying to answer him, and Jamie Raskin just keeps losing his mind and trying to lie and say there's no evidence, there's nothing to investigate for. Yet that's exactly what they did to Donald Trump, just right out of the Marxist Communist playbook. Show me the man and I will show you the crime. And people like Letitia James, she knew nothing about Donald Trump. She had no idea what he had done or not done. But she ran on getting Trump. And so they charge him a civil case like they did in the New York State where there's no crime and no victim. I mean, who's the victim? Who's the crime? Even the people that he supposedly victimized, they themselves are saying that he did nothing wrong. They love to do business with him. Yet this insane judge wanted a $500 million bond. And then that Letitia James was going to seize Donald Trump's assets before he could even appeal. That they were hoping that they could get Trump and do it quick, just like they're doing with these criminal cases. But it didn't work. It failed yet again. Because Donald Trump actually got somewhat fair, at least better than nothing, is appeals court reduced it to $175 million. Well, who's going to be able to post a $500 million bond? That's exactly what they're counting on. And it sure was suspiciously close to what they thought he had on hand for a campaign. That number is very, very suspicious. But then Letitia James, in her continued anger and rage, tried to appeal the decision on another technicality, hoping that she could bring it back up to $500 million so she could start taking his assets. And let's not kid ourselves, if they take Donald Trump's assets, he's not going to get them back. Even if he wins on appeal, those assets are gone. But the courts actually for once did the right thing. They upheld it, and they put in some more stipulations, but it's still a win for us. It's still a win for Trump in the very heavy-handed, very deep blue left New York. And Letitia James is not able to get Trump today, and we will continue to fight for this country. And with that, we're going to run out of time for today's show. I want to thank all of you for listening, joining a conservative conversation by subscribing, turning on notifications, but most importantly, sharing with your friends. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to move the live show from noon to 11 a.m. and look out for that. God bless the USA. We'll see you tomorrow. This is the Cash Lauren Show.